Tasting You, 12, Thai Silk, by Bente Clod, narrated by Linda Elvira. Fucky Fucky. A little boy in a starched white shirt tugs at our sleeves. Startled, Lisa lets go of the duffel bag she has just hoisted onto her shoulder. Is he suffering from delusions of grandeur? Sister, beautiful sister, the little tyke insists. He has an ugly sore at the corner of his mouth. For a moment, we watch the skinny 7-year-old boy struggle to get the next bit of English out. Then I gently grab him by the collar and the seat of his pants and send him off with a slap on his backside. No fucky fucky. The boy turns on his heel and tries his luck with some of the other tourists. We're dripping with sweat. Of course we'd heard of the humid Bangkok heat, but that's not the same thing as being right in the middle of it. Thank goodness that the travel agency's bus fought its way through the traffic and spared us from having to find our own way. It's taken almost an hour to get to our hotel, only a few miles from the airport, and we're completely wilted. I'm having my period, and the heat ceased to augment my flow. When we finally end up in our air-conditioned hotel room, we throw ourselves onto the bed, exhausted. A 12-hour trip. We've only had a few hours' sleep since yesterday. Fucky fucky. We're rolling around on the bed. Fucky fucky. We've been gently caressing each other for the last few hours on the plane. Our bodies are still tingling from the euphoria of the flight. Lisa rings room service for a bottle of cold champagne. It hardly costs anything out here, she claims, and pulls me into the shower. Before we can get our clothes off, the cold water splashes all over me, and I'm screaming, grabbing a towel in defense. She runs into the room, taking refuge behind a bamboo chair, begging for mercy. At the very moment I wallop the towel across her guilty back, there's a knock at the door. A lovely little figurine opens the door and sticks her head in. Champagne? We're standing there like two guilty schoolgirls, me with my sopping wet clothes and Lisa covering herself with the chair. The Thai girl sets the table gently and begins to struggle with the cork, but Lisa protests resolutely. We'll manage that ourselves. Thanks. Thank you very much. The Thai smiles charmingly and turns at the door, curiously. You on holiday? We're visiting a friend. I gulp, trying to wipe away the drops of water, and to do some research. The woman is unbelievably beautiful. She has dazzling white teeth and a golden mother-of-pearl complexion. Her permanented curls are short and coal black. She looks like Cher, Lisa mumbles, rising from behind the chair. She's more beautiful, I snort. You, tomboys? The beauty asks, cautiously, clearly nervous now about her own boldness. We look at each other and then back at beauty. Her face is lit up with a shy smile that discloses a pair of fascinating dimples. Lisa clears her throat. She likes to have everything out in the open. No hiding around in the closet.